One minute.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the
United States of America.
The Republic, which stands one nation, under God,
under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act of the State of New Jersey, adequate notice of this meeting of the Acorbis City Common Council was provided in the following manner. Advance written notice of this meeting was posted in the Acorbis City Hall Bulletin Board. Advance written notice of this meeting was sent to Hampton Gazette, The News, The Press, and The Current. I direct the city clerk to enter into these minutes this public announcement. This meeting is not being videotaped on Channel 97 or the city website. It is being done with remote access due to the issue with COVID-19. Roll call.
Mayor Timpetti?
Here.
Brown?
Here.
Dash?
Here.
Heist?
Here.
Mays?
Here.
Richie?
Here.
Sefton?
Here.
Trithall?
Here.
Ross? Lello?
Here. All right. Let's approve the minutes of the March 12, 2020 council meeting. Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Scott seconds.
All in favor?
Got it.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. So the resolution, budget appropriation reserve transfer. Jody, can you explain that real quick?
Sure. It's just you can still move. This is the first 3 months of the year. You can move money from the prior year's budget between accounts. I'm just moving some money. I did send out an email to council so they could see a copy of it, but just moving money to buildings and grounds, I won't, move forward with any kind of purchases or anything until we talk more about it. But I just wanted, since it's the last meeting that we could move the money, I wanted to put some money in buildings and grounds. We had talked about getting some quotes for carpet a while ago. It's kind of something we talked about the last few years. So I just wanted to have the money there since it's the last time that we could move money to buildings and grounds. Donna did send me an email back asking a couple things. Hopefully we should have money. That should allow money for a few different things if there's other stuff that we had set aside money for last year as well.
Thanks, Jody.
Thank you. Is this going to be a roll call?
Thank you.
Yes, I need a motion, a second, and a roll call.
So motion. Heist.
Second.
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 Roll call.
Brown.
Yes.
Dash.
Yes.
Heist.
Yes.
Mays.
Yes.
Richie.
Yes.
This is Bob Ross calling in.
Okay. Sefton.
Yes.
Trithall.
Yes.
Ross.
Yes.
Lello.
Yes. All right. Number six, resolution cancel old outstanding checks. Court.
I can give a brief explanation if you want. There's just after 6 months, you can cancel checks that haven't been cashed. So the court asked us to do this as part of closing out everything.
Okay. Can I get a motion?
So moved.
I make a motion.
Second.
Roll call. Can we get a roll call?
Meg, are you still there?
Meg, you there?
Well, you know, she's not showing. Is Queen called in? She might have gotten disconnected. Let's give her a second to connect back in.
Okay.
Okay, she's back in.
Meg, can we get a roll call, please? There she is.
Scott's back online. I got kicked off. Is everybody back? I got kicked off.
Did we get Meg?
Hold on. We only have 12 attendees. No, hold on. Let's wait a couple seconds for people. Someone else just got back in.
Hi, this is Angela again. I lost you.
Okay, we'll wait. Meg, I think, got kicked off, too. So let's give her a second.
Mine wouldn't
okay,
connect.
Just my phone.
I do suggest if you have a house phone, you sign in on your house phone rather than your cell phone.
You have dialed in from the work computer, too. I mean, from the work phone.
Did we get Meg back yet?
No.
Maybe Angela could do the roll call.
You want to hold on a minute? I can try to call. I'm going to try to call her. You want to hold on a second?
Mr. President.
Yes.
Angela.
Yes.
We've been using Zoom for OEM down in Pleasantville. We've had no problems. It's $15 a month if we can.
Yeah, I did originally. We actually have a Zoom account. Angela and I had tried it, and we had some issues, so that's why we had tried this, because she's used this a lot.
Uh-huh.
So I think they're just all kind of overloaded sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, my daughter's using Zoom through her college for all her courses.
When I tried to call in, I couldn't get in for a while.
Oh, yeah, probably all these folks are busy.
Did we have a, I got kicked out. Did we ever vote on the canceled checks?
No, we're seeing if Meg can get back.
We're waiting for Meg.
Okay. I didn't. Oh, so we all got kicked off.
Not all of us, but some.
Not everyone, but a couple people. Let me see if I can text it to her.
See if I could get a list here real quick. Who wants me to do this roll call?
I mean, worst comes to worst. If somebody has a second phone, we can call her and she can put her on speaker.
Meg, did we get you? There you are.
Yeah.
We're going to do a roll call
from
there.
Back in. Okay, good.
Yes, it's Meg.
Okay.
I don't know what happened. It just went dead.
We're going to do a roll call on Resolution 6.
All right, go ahead. I need a motion.
Can I get a motion?
Jesus.
Okay.
There's a motion right there.
Second?
Sorry.
Scott will second.
Roll call.
Scott will second.
Brown?
Yes.
Dash?
Yes.
Heist?
Yes.
Mays?
Yes.
Richie?
Yes.
Sefton?
Yes.
Trithaw?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Lello?
Yes.
Next.
We'll go to number 7, resolution, allow electronic signatures on purchase orders and check payments. Could I get a motion?
I moved. Hi.
Scott moved it.
Knows what this is, right? Everybody knows what this is, right?
Yes.
Jody can explain.
All right. Jody, can you explain
really
real quick?
Sure. Really just what it says, basically allowing admins can print like an electronic, we can upload electronic signatures for checks and for purchase orders. So, you know, especially with all this stuff going on, I just wanted to make sure, you know, if we need to be able to be emailing or sending checks directly out, that they'll be able to have signatures on them. It wouldn't have to be held up for that.
Thank
I have
you,
a motion in a second.
I'll second that
motion.
Brown?
Yes.
Dash?
Yes.
Heist?
Yes.
Mays?
Yes.
Richie?
Yes.
Stefan?
Yes.
Trital?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Lello?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Number eight. Resolution allow 30-day grace period extension on water and sewer bills due April 1st. Can I get a motion?
Scott moves.
Just so everybody understands, at this point, we're just doing it just for the 30 days. It could get extended. It'll be discussed later on if we're going to go further with it.
Second?
I'll
second.
Brown?
Roll call.
Yes.
Dash?
Yes.
Heist?
Yes.
Mays?
Yes.
Richie?
Yes.
Stefan?
Yes.
Trithaw?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Lello?
Yes. All right, number nine, resolution, 100% disability veteran tax exempt property tax cancellation, block 200, lot 12. Can I get a motion?
Scott makes a motion.
I second.
Second. Roll call.
Brown?
Yes.
Dash?
Yes.
Height?
Yes.
Nade?
Yes.
Richie?
Yes.
Sefton?
Yes.
Trithaw?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Lello?
Yes. All right. Number 10. Resolution, tax credit refund, 1705 Liverpool Ave, mortgage lender overpaid. Do we know how much that is?
Yes, it's they paid twice, and it was for $938.02.
All right, can
I make
that
motion, Heist?
Second.
Second.
Gotcha.
Roll call.
Brown?
Yes.
Dash?
Yes.
Heist?
Yes.
Mays?
Yes.
Richie?
Yes.
Sefton?
Yes.
Trithaw?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Lello?
Yes. All right, number 11, pay the bills. Could I get a motion?
I make that motion,
Heist.
Second.
Second.
Roll call.
Brown?
Yes.
Dash?
Yes.
Heist?
Yes.
Mays?
Yes.
Richie?
Yes.
Stefan?
Yes.
Trithaw?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Lello?
Yes. All right, number 12, do we have public comment? Going once.
Jody, is there any public?
Jody?
Uh-oh.
I think we lost Jody.
I'm sorry, I'm here.
Oh.
Any
sorry, I muted myself and then forgot. Sorry. there's just one member of the public, so if anyone wants to speak.
Please state your name and where you live.
It's Kathy from my office. She's dialed in, but she probably doesn't have any public comment.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I did not have any public comment.
Before we do any kind of adjournment, Ryan, you got anything to put out?
Yeah, do you want me to talk about the offer we got for the wooded wetlands?
Yes, please.
Okay, so for those of you who have been on council for a while, you may remember we've done this three times over the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. DEP has a requirement when people are doing projects generally outside of the Pinelands, usually in Lakewood. This particular request happens to be out of Wall Township. when they're doing a project that they disturb wetlands or wetlands buffers, they have to deed restrict at a 2-to-1 ratio somewhere else. We established an area, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago that we figured is wooded wetland. It's area that you can't develop anyway, but we have the ability to sell the development rights to that property. So we recently got a request for 24 acres, again, to offset a project in Wall Township. After reaching out to Angelo and getting some feedback, we're going to request $3,000 an acre. The last time we did one of these, we got $2,500 an acre. So, you know, it doesn't hurt to ask for a little more than that and see where they come back with. But I'm going to put that request out this afternoon or this evening, rather, if everyone's okay with that.
Any issues, anybody?
I did send Angela the previous one so she could review what we did in the past. Angela, do you have anything to comment?
No, I haven't. It's a conservation easement. So
yeah.
As soon as Ryan reaches out to see what the price will be, then I'll make a resolution for the mayor and council. You can approve it or not approve it, and then if you approve it, I'll go ahead and do the easement.
Sounds good. Everybody on board with that?
$3,000 seems like a good price.
All right, let's do it this way. Could we get a straw vote from council? Just say yes or no.
Yes. All right.
Yes.
Okay, you want me to just go down the list?
We don't put the resolution out until they accept the offer, right?
Right.
Right.
I think I had enough to be able to float an offer. I think I heard more than 6 yeses. So I'll shoot them an email and just say, you know, council's requesting $3,000, you know, and see how they, you know, if they come back with a lower number, I guess we'll regroup. Maybe I'll reach out to the property committee.
Okay. That'll work. Everybody good with that?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. All right.
Hey Ryan, is it a specific builder?
No.
I'll be honest, I don't even know what the project is. It's just we've been contacted by their attorney.
By the city attorney?
No, by the attorney for the developer.
Okay. All right.
Right.
To Mr. Gazarowski, I think.
All right.
Yeah, Gazarowski. And Holpinko is the firm.
I can send you that information, Bob, if you want it.
No, that's okay. I was just curious because I'd be curious about the development, but if they don't have it specified.
Yeah, they didn't identify what the character of the project was or anything. I mean, to be frank, I didn't ask. I just, you know, there's something they need. They got to show proof to the city, so.
And only because then I'd feel better about what I would ask them for that property. If it was something big, I could go higher.
Well, I can tell you they're disturbing just shy of 12 acres of land that they have to offset for. So I have to imagine it's a reasonably large project.
Yeah, I'm thinking about what type of commercial project they're talking about.
Sure. I mean, we can request additional information before we send the price.
Oh, that's okay. I think we don't want to get too greedy.
Well, I'll tell you, they are kind of in a hurry. The guy was pretty frank with me. He said, we got to have this closed in 6 weeks. So I know they're looking to move pretty quickly.
All right. Anybody think we should ask more than 30 or 3 grand an acre?
Well, what we could do is we could leave it to Ryan's discretion to request at the minimum of 3 acres, but if he thinks, you know, 35 or 4,000 might fly, he can do that too.
Yeah, Ryan, we'll leave that up to you. You see where you're at, see if you can get a feel for the guy.
All right, fair enough. I'll reach back out to him and I'll float it via conversation instead of email.
Well,
do you want to consult us on that?
Only because they're going to come back with a counter offer if they're not happy.
Sure.
Mayor, do you have a comment?
Nope.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I was told not to comment, so, well.
All right, I say you can comment now, Lise.
Oh, thanks, Bob.
Angela, you have anything to put out?
It's been a very busy week.
No kidding.
It's actually been a very busy couple of weeks dealing with the COVID-19 crisis. So I'm hopeful that we have some things under control now and that we can move forward with our meeting, whether it's by telephone or otherwise. I think everyone's done a terrific job in keeping the city open for business as best we can.
Yeah, I agree with you the same way. Meg, Jackie, all you, Jody, you all have done a great job trying to keep everything going. Appreciate all the stuff you've been doing.
I do want to just thank emergency management. They've been very helpful and a lot.
Absolutely.
And they're pretty much all volunteers, so they're really about giving a lot to the city.
Yes, I would like to thank them big time. But that's it. That's all I have.
Anybody else? Motion to adjourn? Motion
Scott
to adjourn?
Moves. Scott moves.
Second.
Second, Donna.
Second.
Meeting
thank you.
Adjourned. Thank
have
you, everybody.
Good night.
Everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.